It's time now for this week's Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. Maynard Meyer filling in for Paul Ramo today. I don't know where he is. I think he's busy blogging or something.
He's slacking. Yeah, he's on that blog. That's quite a blog he's got going.
Yeah, right? He's got quite a few followers already, and that was kind of as a result of this show.
Yeah.
He started doing some blogging.
A lot of fun. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so check out Paul Ramo's blog. You'll find out about controversy in the family over the length of his hair.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Favorite sports moments. On and on it goes. So. Yeah, Paul's got a lot of stories, believe me.
Yeah. And he likes to share them.
So that's right.
He writes well.
He does. He does.
That was interesting.
Good job. Yeah. So, and anyway, if anybody's interested in setting up their own blog, Brittany would be glad to work with them, right?
Absolutely.
Set them up. So, yeah. So
speaking of, last week I had blogged about a virus that was out and about. I can't remember what day it was. Wednesday?
Yeah, I remember. Remember, I got an email from you.
Yeah, and then I think you mentioned on the radio. And when I send emails out to people around a community, I don't do that. It's got to be a pretty serious thing.
Yeah, not lightly.
And so, and likewise with the blog too. So people take it seriously. Otherwise, they kind of think I'm just crying wolf or something.
Right.
You know?
Well, let's talk a little bit about that one you sent out last week. That was a little bit of a problem there for the nationwide.
It was. There's been a lot of. It's an encryption virus that was masked as as you click on this link that was in there to open your Google Docs, and of course.
Yeah, an email would come to your inbox. And it would be from someone you knew.
Right.
And it would say, click here to go to this Google Doc that this person wants to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten those before because we do use Google Docs for things within our business. And so I have gotten those from people before.
Right. And I'm usually pretty careful. And that one got me because I've got one from... one of the local administrators at the school, because they came, I guess the Department of Education had a lot of trouble, so a lot of them looked like they were coming from teachers, and I just clicked on it to see what it was, and nothing happened except for the fact my computer locked up. I had to restart it, and I haven't seen anything beyond that, but hopefully there's nothing in there.
I'm wondering, this is kind of thinking out loud, but I think you have CryptoPrevent on your computer. That's one of the softwares that we put on places to prevent encryption. And most of our clients are running this CryptoPrevent, and that can block it. And some of the routers that we use, these edge routers that we've been putting in places, would stop it. And some of our Sonics walls and things like that. And so for the most part, people were covered. But we did have one customer that had a staff that did not get the message and had gotten some files encrypted, and actually it was quite a mess. By the end of the day, it had taken a lot of their staff files and locked them, so you couldn't get to them. But happy to report that was the only client, and also that they are an RSI backup customer.
Okay.
So it's like,
worked out well then. Just
we'll delete those files and
put them back where they were
a few hours ago. And
and that was just a matter of, how much time did that take? How much downtime did that person have?
Oh, probably a couple hours total, because there was a lot of files.
Right.
So it took a while to retrieve.
A couple hours, not a couple days.
Yeah.
And not a long time of recreating all those files.
Right.
That lost,
everything was back where it was. So business as usual by, a couple hours later. So
that's why we do what we do. That's why we preach this all the time.
That's right.
That's another success story, I guess you could say. And I'm glad that most people heeded those warnings. But it's not just this one. I mean, you admit, Maynard, that you've been, scammed by a scammer, and you click on it. I have to confess, I have clicked on one. What have I done? But luckily, my software that I had, stopped it. But I'm like, what was I thinking? It is easy to do.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy.
Well, if I'd waited 5 minutes and saw that I had about six of them, messages, but this was the very first one that came in, and it certainly
those
looked...
Those are the most dangerous.
It looked... good.
Yeah.
But anybody can make something look good by copying and pasting logos and things. So be careful.
Right. And it I don't know what percentage of people, I haven't done a lot of research because I've been kind of busy field work too, but I know a lot of people have been, hit a lot of areas, a big area, nationwide even.
Yeah. I was on the, I know I put the word out on the radio and you sent your email out and I put it out on our Facebook page and all that. And then I clicked on Fox News Radio about an hour or two later. It was on there for a lead story nationwide, and
right.
It was on all the Twin Cities news channels at night. So, yeah, obviously it was a problem.
Yeah. So, yeah. So like I said, when you hear these warnings on the radio or on the blog or get the emails, heed them. And there's other ones. I think Teresa's got a few other ones that okay.
yeah,
are going around.
Speaking
lately.
Of,
let's have them.
Speaking of making things look legitimate by just, you know, copying the logos and whatnot, Facebook is a great place to get scammed. There's been some new coupons, fake coupons going
oh, yeah?
around. Kohl's coupons, Target coupons, I think as Lowe's Hardware, you know, 50% off store-wide, whatever. And they look legitimate. They look really legitimate. And people get really excited and they share them with their friends. And
what happens then?
Well, let's see. First of all, they're not real, so you can't use them. But when you click on that link to get to that coupon to print it out, it's actually an image. And when you click on it, you're whisked off to some bogus website, and then it starts installing bad things on your computer.
Yeah.
So you're like, come on in. Come on in, everybody.
I suppose followed up closely behind by a call from Microsoft.
Yes.
Well, a little review. Teresa, what do you do if Microsoft calls you and says they need to get on your computer because you have a problem?
Hang up. They will never call you.
Like the IRS, right? They won't call you either.
Yeah.
Right.
And so don't get, I mean, we still have people that, you know, haven't heard the message, haven't, you know, thought about it. In the heat of the moment, you see that, you think, oh, I better call his number, you know, it says call his number,
right.
You have a problem. And, you know, don't feel bad if you do. Don't be embarrassed and not ask for help.
It happens to so many people.
Just let us know, we can help you. And the sooner we can do it, the less chance of identity
well,
problems.
You know, these scams are so widespread because they're done so well that many, many people get fooled into it. It's
right.
not because people are stupid or people are careless. It's because the scams are really good. They
yes.
know what they're doing. And, you know, you said you got scammed. And,
yep,
and
I'm,
I wouldn't
and
say
I'm generally
you're not
pretty careful about
yeah,
clicking
you are.
On things.
Right,
so, yeah,
exactly. So. These coupons that you see on Facebook, some places do share coupons on Facebook. It's a good way to get a deal. So how do you know if it's accurate or not before you click on it? Well, first of all, you have to make sure that it's a verified coupon. If you go to a business's verified account, their Facebook page, if you go to Target's Facebook page and there's a coupon on there, then it will be legitimate. Another thing that you can look for is where the URL says it's posted. And the URL is what, John?
It's the Uniform Resource Locator.
Never mind, I'll tell them.
The thing, what you type in the address bar.
Yeah, it's
the
address. The thingy on top where it says like target.com. And so if you look on the coupon and it has an email or a website address and it says target.com, you're good. And we had talked about this a little while ago about, well, what if it says target.com/holiday.xyz? Well, it has target.com in there, right?
Yes. But if it says meanoldhacker.com/target scam.
But what about the one that says target.com/holiday.xyz?
It's still target.com.
No, it's
still
not.
Legit. Target.com is legit. If
John
it was a
Witte, would you listen to yourself? It says target.com/.
Oh, dash.
Did I say
I
dash?
Slash.
But then
yes.
at the end,
okay.
it says .xyz.
Oh, yeah, bad.
Bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Holy moly. See, even John can get fooled.
If I paid attention to the where this one came from,
right.
and instead of just looking at the name of this administrator, it was
yep.
some really funky looking address.
Yep.
So that
so if it's not from, you know, the last thing that it has to say is, you know, the .com, the target.com. You can't, or, you know.
It could be slash or something, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
not dash. Yeah. Pretty
and if
tricky.
If you have questions, basically,
yeah.
call.
Yeah.
You can always help or send
don't,
an email or
don't
something.
Don't click if you're wondering. Right?
Well, that's the bottom line. Click or think before you click,
right.
you know.
you know, and if you think it's too good to be true, It is.
Probably.
It is probably too good to be true. Another thing is if it doesn't list any exclusions, you know, you can look at these things to pick apart. The things usually a coupon will say this excludes this and this, and there's all this fine print on it, you know, because that's the way they do things in the real world. And if the coupon doesn't have that, it's just, you know, 50% off store wide. That's probably not a real coupon.
Yep. Well, I think we're kind of getting to the end of our time here, but do you have another example of one that's out and about there right now? Or have we pretty well covered all the scams?
That's what I know of right now.
Very
If you really don't know, you can always check out Snopes.com.
Okay.
Just be suspicious of everything when you're looking at things.
Can you spell that just so people are clear?
Snopes, SNOPES.com.
Yep, and they usually have pretty good
descriptions. What I did, I just went to the search bar and typed in Google Docs and hit it, and there was all kinds of information on this other one. So, you know, there's ways to check them out. So.
And if you don't know still, you can always call us and ask.
That's
why
you're there.
Exactly.
Call before you click.
Yeah.
And how could they find you over there?
We are located in Madison on Main Street, and we can be reached there by phone at 320-698-4747. And in Milbank, we're on Highway 12, and you can call us there at 605-438-4747.
Okay.
Or it's even easier to just email us, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Sounds good. And Teresa, you just to give them a little teaser there. You had mentioned at the beginning of the program, you just wanted to put in a little plug. I thought it sounded kind of interesting.
We got a second here. Somebody said, can I put a camera on my truck out in the field so that I don't have to get out and check when the truck is full?
Yep, and that's possible. Okay. We got this. So, call if you have any questions about that. We can look
at your
stuff.
He wants to see it on his phone.
Okay.
Yep. So he can, you know, that's a waste of time. You get out of your tractor or you get out of your combine and then you walk around and then you have to look up and see if it's full and then go back into the combine and it's back and forth. So.
We can pretty much do anything like that, help you from, you know, from beginning to end.
Because we've talked about security on the buildings and things, but if they're interested in security
so
on the vehicles.
I didn't know the answer to that question. I said, I don't know if we can do that, but we can.
Cameras are not just for security of buildings anymore.
No,
that's not a good slogan, is it?
Well, maybe it's a topic for another show.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on in and bringing us up to date on what's going on out there in the digital world.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks,
Maynard. And we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Maynard.
Well, it was great filling in for Paul here on the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show here on Q92 for this week.